Hello, everyone, and welcome. Today is April the 7th, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd, where he will, we can all discuss together one of his videos that he's posted on YouTube. It could be the one that he posted this week on hurt feelings. It could be the pain paradox, which he addressed in the New Jesus series, or anything else that you want to discuss with him. We are here for you. So before we open up the lines, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, or possibly you if you choose to share. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And so today, when we open the lines, what we'll do is you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand so I can open your line and you can interact with Alex. Or if you are online, you can type in your question or whatever you'd like to share, and I will read that to Alex. Okay, Alex, you're on.
Thank you so much, Johanna, and thank you, everyone, for taking some time out of your busy day. We certainly appreciate it. The deep water for this week is, just went blank.
Hurt feelings.
Yes, that's right. It's about hurt feelings. And that may be the biggest negative thing I've experienced in my life, because there's been a bunch of them for me. One of them kind of messed up the next 15 years of my life. That's right, 15 years. Totally changed my personality, everything about me, how I felt as far as my health, how I interacted with people, grades I made at school, affected everything. And that 15-year one was with my dad, so that was probably the biggest one. But I've had 100 others of varying pain intensities, and so have most of you. So when you think about, okay, how do you deal with hurt feelings? Like most things in life, there is a okay way to deal with it. There is a terrible way to deal with it that just usually makes it worse. And then there is a fantastic way to deal with it that very few people typically do. And what I've tried to outline this week is the fantastic way. And there's a list in there of the steps you need to go through every time your feelings get hurt. And I mean, even if you think, oh, it's no big deal, I'm handling it fine, you still need to go through those steps. And in my experience, if you do go through the steps, it will take that from being something that makes your life harder and detracts from your life and fills up your stress barrel a little bit more every single day for the rest of your life, or at least until you decide you're going to resolve that. It takes you from that to it being better that the thing happened that hurt your feelings, because you've literally turned it into a positive. You've literally transformed it from a caterpillar to a butterfly. And now it's not only not doing harm inside of you, it's making you feel a little bit better, a little more positive thoughts and emotions every single day. And it is it is also part of keeping your stress barrel empty once you deal with it the right way, as opposed to adding to it from every day on. And the new Jesus for this week is about the high road versus the low road, discovering who you are, which we've covered in past weeks, but this week sort of mainly where you are. and how to determine that. And the high road is living in love and truth, prioritizing relationships, doing the best you can to do whatever you do in love in the present moment, giving up the end results to God. Okay? That's the high road. The low road is seek pleasure and avoid pain. The low road is what I want when I want it. The low road is business deal love. I'll be really nice and kind and helpful to you and may even marry you or get in a commitment or something as long as you're not taking away from my good stuff or adding to my bad stuff. If you start doing that, then we may be in trouble, and if you keep doing that, we're probably going to have to go our separate ways. That's the low road, okay? And one of the primary ways to tell which road you're on is temptation. If you are tempted to do something that you believe is wrong for you to do, you absolutely have that belief. I'm thinking about doing this, and I absolutely believe it would be wrong for me to do it, okay? If you are tempted to do that before you do it, it is evidence that you're saved. It is evidence that you are on the high road. Why? Because the word temptation literally means to be lured from one place to another. You cannot be lured to a place that you already are. It's a non sequitur. It doesn't even make sense, okay? So if you are tempted, it's proof you are not already there, which means you're on the high road. Now, on the other hand, if you do the thing that you believe is wrong without being tempted, you just do it. No really negative thoughts, emotions, or anything that you shouldn't do it or debating yourself back and forth. No, just bam, do it. Well, that's probably evidence you're on the low road, okay? And there's a lot more to that, but it's a very strong way to get a feel, a sort of metaphorical spiritual GPS of where you are. So those are the two things we talked about this week, is handling hurt feelings right, including if you're the one that hurt the other person's feelings, okay? If you go through the process I talked about this week, whether you're the one who hurt the other person or the other person hurt you, it's been my experience, you can always turn that from a negative into a positive in your life. It's just that almost no one does it. They choose to just sweep it under the rug, not deal with it at all, or deal with it in a negative way, and then not talk for a week or again or whatever it is. And now they've got this thing filling up their stress barrel the rest of their life and causing them to be symptomatic and both physically and non-physically and things like that. So kind of the two points this week is with hurt feelings, deal with them the right way unless you want them to fester into a bad metaphorical infection and start to really take over your life. If you've done those in the past and have not dealt with them properly, then one at a time, take those hurt feelings in the past and go through the process outlined this week on each of those. And if you're the perpetrator, do the same thing. Go through the list so that will empty out your stress barrel, and all of a sudden you can switch from the low road to the high road. So dealing with hurt feelings and understanding who you are, using temptation as a diagnostic tool. And so if you are, in that regard, if you are not really tempted, you just go ahead and do it, then you've got some work to do, but the place we want you to get to is to where in the future you are tempted. Even if you go ahead and do it, that you're tempted before you do it. You don't just do it without thinking or evaluating or anything, because that can mean you're still on the high road, even though you did something, like we all do, which you believed you shouldn't do. So those are kind of the two discussions this week, and this is weird for me, at least, that these two topics each week sometimes, you know, don't have anything to do with each other. So in the future, I don't know if we're going to keep talking about both or not. Maybe I'll just talk about one, the deep water one, unless someone brings something up from the other one. But anyway, the deep water hurt feelings, you've got to deal with them the right way, or they won't become hurt feelings. They will become a hurt liver, a hurt gallbladder, a hurt brain, a hurt gastrointestinal system, hurt thoughts, hurt feelings, addiction and habit behaviors to deal with the pain, etc. Deal with them the correct way, and they not only are not causing a problem, but are turned into a blessing. So that's it for me, Johanna.
All right. Thank you, Alex. So if any of you have any comments or have any questions, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone. Star 2 is going to raise your hand, and we'll be able to interact with you. Okay, just a moment. Okay, we have a hand up, and I think I know who it is. Hi, Marilyn.
Yes. Good morning. Hello, Johanna. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Marilyn.
Yeah, sorry about last week. But Taya was very helpful. My question is regards to hurt feelings.
Yeah.
Where you talk about after you heal that you are able to feel compassion for the other person. And my question, though, is if you are healing on feeling compassion and understanding because the other person has also been in a place of hurt in order for them to inflict on you, how do you actually word that? Are you looking to heal blocks or to be able to feel compassion? Or how do you actually phrase that when you do the prayer for the healing of that?
Yeah, for me, I would pray something like, you know, I'm angry right now, or upset right now, or disappointed right now, whatever it is that I'm feeling, and I know that's not right, but here's what this person did, and in spite of not wanting to, I'm experiencing anger, irritation, frustration, whatever. Please heal my heart. Let me put aside what they did that hurt my feelings and look at them as a person who's done things right and who's done things wrong, just like I have in my life. And in fact, if people were to analyze my life, maybe I've done more things wrong and fewer things right than they have. So please help me to immediately give up judging as to why they did what they did, and just assume and accept that they've got pain in them that contributed to them doing that, and that if I had that pain, I might very well do the same thing or worse. So please heal that in me. Let me believe the truth. Instead of the lie that is whatever it is that I'm thinking, that they're just a bad person or whatever. You know, the old expression, judgment is for God and small children. Well, I don't qualify then. So let me give up judgment, give them the benefit of the doubt, and assume, because it's almost always true, that the pain they caused me was inspired by pain that they feel or that someone else caused them. So my job is just to forgive, to act toward them in truth and love as best I can. Help me to do that. And please remove this as a negative in my life and let me think positive things of them, or at least love-based things toward them, starting immediately, right now. And let them be released from any anger or frustration or irritation from me, and let me be released from any anger, irritation, frustration from them. And I'd pray something like that. But to me, the best prayer is always just the honest, sincere one you're feeling at that time.
Thank you. No, that expresses it very well. I listened to this one several times, and the third time I listened to it, I picked up on the fact that you said that autoimmune and also chronic fatigue come from hurt feelings unresolved. I have had chronic fatigue probably for the last 20-odd years. It's not been as bad probably the last 5 years because of the healing codes. It's not what most people would understand chronic fatigue. It's more when I have too many deadlines and I end up with a day where basically all I can do is go to bed, pull the pillow on my head and just quiet and sleep. Interestingly, Tuesday, I think it was, about 2 o'clock, I healed on all the hurt from my mother telling me that I was an unwanted baby. And probably a few hours later, I just started to feel so tired.
Mm-hmm.
And about 7:30, I just couldn't stay awake.
Yeah.
Although it was almost like I had that chronic fatigue that I get. So I'm just wondering, was that a healing response?
Yeah. I believe it is. The thing that your physical body does that takes the most energy of everything is digestion. Okay? The second thing that takes the most energy is immune. And it, number one is immune if you're not don't happen to be digesting something. But to me, when you do healing work on something, that's digestion. It's just not physical. It's your mind, your conscience, your intention, all the negative, positive, and middle ground memories in your unconscious, the control mechanism of your unconscious mind, which is a million times more powerful than your conscious intention. It's all of that, okay? So, yeah, I've heard that many, many times and experienced it myself many, many, many times, that when I do some, really serious healing work that I believe is successful on an issue that was causing me problems, I will either feel euphoric and like I can go run 20 miles, or I'll feel like I need to lay over on the couch, and if I do, I'll probably sleep 3 or 4 hours in the middle of the day. It'll be one or the other. And I still haven't completely nailed down, which kind of thing causes the euphoric and which causes the exhausted. But in my clients, I've seen that represented as well, that either they feel really tired or really exhilarated. So, but I believe that's a type of digestion. Just of the heart and mind and intention.
Okay, thank you. Johanna, do I have time for a second question?
We have one other hand up, so
okay.
Let's go ahead and get his hand, and then we can see if Alex has more time. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay, let me unmute this other caller. Okay, your line is open. I think it's Glenn.
It is Glenn, and I'm part of the dependable duo that you can count on to ask questions almost every week.
Hey, we ought to go on the road. We ought to be our own little singing group or something.
We got a trio going with Marilyn. It's a quartet.
I'll be one of the. We can be the Pips, and and Marilyn can be glad as not.
There we go. I like. What about Johanna?
Oh yeah, three pips. or another glad as not.
She will be the first female pip there ever was.
When Johanna does it, she'll be Diana Ross, and we'll be the Supreme.
I love that. I bet you look good in drag, Dr. Alex. my question today is just observing from the videos and from what you said that forgiving people is hard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, resisting temptation is hard. All of these things that you're recommending to do not come easily. In fact, it takes everything you have inside you to overcome these things, and yet it's so much easier to just let it slide. You get an immediate pleasure if you don't do anything about it, but the long term reward is that, like you said, it festers you and destroys your health. But how does that work? Have you ever thought about that? That the stuff, the right stuff to do, is the hardest stuff, and the easiest stuff is the hardest.
Yeah, I think there's life lessons in that. Like when my kids were growing up, you know, especially when they're really young, maybe we're outside digging a hole together or something, and I mean, they're a little bit excited about it at first because we're getting tools out and, you know, going to do something together and stuff like that. But, you know, 3 minutes into it, they want to do anything else but dig a hole, all right? Once we're 3, 4, 5 minutes into it, they're just bored. It's hard. They'd rather go do something else, all right? And that's 100% of the time until we finish a hole, put the post in it, put up the fence, and then something really unexpected happens. They feel great about their accomplishment, okay? And now the next time, it's not as hard to get them to go do whatever the task is. And they may complain once or twice, but not much. They get to the end, and again, they've got this wonderful feeling of accomplishment, especially when mom hugs them and says, thank you so much. That's going to help me out. Well, you do that enough times, and they start looking for things to do. Okay? Why? Because they experience the end result. And that's crucial here to me, Glenn. If you go through these steps, but you do not do them to the very end where you feel it internally go from something negative to something positive, then, yeah, you're bored after 3 minutes. After 15 minutes, you're tired and sweaty, and this is no fun. Yeah, but the key is getting to the result, the getting to the change. And when you do that, and then you do it again and again, and you do it consistently, it literally becomes, there was an old movie with Rock Hudson called The Magnificent Obsession. It's a fantastic movie if you've never seen it. But he would anonymously give to people just for the love, just because it was an act of love and nothing else, not wanting anything in return, in fact, in taking steps to find out no one even knew that he did it, all right? Well, you can predict the end of that story if they do it true to life, and they did. And so the end of the story is he's like the happiest man on planet Earth. And how? By giving away constantly, seeing to others' needs above his own, and even truly not wanting anyone to know that he's the one that did it. So no pats on the back, no write-up in the newspaper, you know, nothing like that, okay? But he becomes like the happiest guy you could ever imagine in the world. And that's the plan, man, when you do it right. That's what happens. The problem is, we either don't go through it with the right process that can fix it and turn it around to good, or we get halfway there and stop because it's hard. And that's what Scott Peck in his wonderful book, The Road Less Traveled and People of the Lie, said, that to get to any meaningful change, you have to go through chaos, which means pain. And 99% of the time when people hit chaos, they turn back to safety before they get through chaos to the other side. So, yes, you have to complete the process. You have to endure the pain of change, which in this case is going through the process, the steps, until you get to the real life, I can feel it change that's at the end of the of that rainbow or that series of steps. And all I'll say is, if you go through that process the way we've talked about it, you will get there. I've never seen anyone not get there. I've seen a bunch of people turn back. I've seen a bunch of people who wouldn't do it in the first place. Never seen anybody get there and it not transform, okay? So to me, this is just learning a new way to deal with something, changing one habit for another habit, okay? So instead of sweeping it under the rug and never talking about it again, I'm going to go through this process. But if you go through it, it will make you glad you went through it, and it may even make you look for another opportunity to go through it again so that you can feel that again internally. And if you keep doing it over years, it will become a magnificent obsession that totally changes your life and the life of those around you.
What a great answer. I can tell you, in earlier in my life, I'm an example of that. I used to chase money, and I was
Me too, Glenn.
Money was always tight. I didn't want to, when somebody said, "Oh, you should give charity," I'm like, "Oh no, I'll give them a nickel," like this. And then my life changed into what I'm doing now, and I have I've been blessed with an abundance, and I just give money everywhere. I'm constantly giving. You know, somebody has a GoFundMe, somebody has a need for this, I just fork it out. And the more I fork out, the more I make, the more blessings come in. It's just like, I have to pinch myself sometimes that I'm the same guy who was so desperate for a dollar, you know, and now it's loosened up because I just keep giving and giving and knowing that every dollar I give comes back to me three times. And
and sorry to interrupt, but I've heard that exact story at least 50 times in my life, and all 50 said exactly what you just said, which is, I can't give it away. The more I give away, the more it comes to me. It's unbelievable. Okay, and that's happened with me as well in my life. So yeah, absolutely. But the rub is, you got to get past chaos. You got to get past the pain to complete the process, or all you've done is dig a 2 or 3 foot hole, but you didn't get the post in. There's no fence, and now everybody sees it as just wasted time and energy, and we're sure not going to do that again. All right? But if you complete it, it will turn into a blessing. It will empty your stress barrel. It will turn negatives into a positive every time.
Well, I went through that stress. You know, I went through that period of not having and did the spiritual work you're talking about and kept the faith and kept trying to do the right thing no matter – not seeing any improvement for a long time, and then a time came where it just flipped over, and I'm on the other side of it now. And now I'm so grateful. I don't take anything for granted, And I just love to bless people. And I love your work because what you're saying is exactly true. It's exactly true, exactly the way you say it. You go through that place, and when you're able to move through that pain and come out the other side and be like the creator, a giver, the you know, God just wants to, God will always outgive us, no matter what you do.
Yeah. And you know what's amazing to me too, Glenn, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but when you're on the end that's obsessed with money but won't give any away and stuff like that, it seems almost impossible to do that and it work out well. It seems almost impossible. But after you go through that and get to the place where I believe you and I both are today, it seems so easy and effortless. It's incredible how you could have a 180-degree different view being one place in the process versus another, but that's exactly the way it works. When you're on the front end, it's like, oh, this is so hard, and I don't know if I can do this, and this is just so painful. But then when you get to the other side, it's like, oh, my goodness, this couldn't be any easier. It's just light as a feather. It's just effortless. And, Johanna, I'm going to have to run.
Thanks, Dr. Alex.
Glenn, I love you. Thank you so much. Johanna, I love you. Marilyn, love you. And remember, you can send your question in. You don't have to be here. We'll answer it and post it. You can listen to it at your convenience. So have a wonderful, blessed day.
Okay. God bless you, Alex. All right, so we're going to go ahead and open the lines for anyone that would like to get a custom trilogy or a custom code. If you would like, go ahead and raise your hand by pressing star 2. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. I'll be able to get you a custom trilogy or a custom code. Okay, so we have a hand up from Ontario. I'm going to open your line. Okay, your line is open, 5920.
Hi, Johanna. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
This is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. It's time to get a new trilogy.
Okay.
I'm still struggling with this condition with lymphedema. I did have my hand raised to talk to Alex, but he had to go. But I did, like, he talked about a lesion and stuff like that. And I did figure out what was going on for 3 years prior to the symptoms, and there was some trauma, and it was like I was seeing a counselor, and she just kind of betrayed me and then dropped me as a client improperly, stuff like that. So now with getting a trilogy, should I be focusing on that trauma or on the lymphedema or...
Yeah, I would definitely, if this has come up to your mind, it's definitely something we want to heal.
Okay.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is that negative feeling of betrayal? I mean, are you feeling sad? Are you feeling angry? You're feeling abandoned? What are the feelings there when you think about that trauma?
It is, it's like the rejection. So and it's about an 8.
Okay, that's what we're going to address. And then as this heals, see if there's any other traumas or any other times in your life when you have felt that same type of feeling. But this is a good clue as to what's underlying the health condition. So good for you. Good exploration, good discovery. All right, let's go ahead and get a new trilogy. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
This trauma issue.
This trauma issue.
Okay. Okay, so all aspects, all feelings, emotions, thoughts, beliefs regarding this, we want to address. So right now you've mentioned rejection, so that feeling of rejection. Maybe as this heals, there'll be other things that come up. That also you feel or you believe in relation to this. And there may be other times in your life you know, that you have felt these same things. But I'd say this is a primary memory that we want to address.
Okay.
Okay, so minute number one, the tapping from the eyebrows down to the side of the hand.
Okay.
Okay, custom. Okay, we're going to do collarbones, mid-chest, thumb, then we're going to go middle finger, little finger, and then sore spots. Eyebrows, under the eyes, under the nipples, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two. Both hands under the belly button. Then left hand, brainstem. Right hand, high bridge. Then reverse that. Left hand, high bridge. Right hand, brainstem. And then both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. Start at the base. Slide the hands all the way up and over three times without stopping. Then we're going to go to the throat. Slide down to below the belly button. Slide up to the heart. Slide down to the solar plexus. Slide back up to the heart. And then slowly slide up, pausing at the other energy centers. So you're going to slide up to the throat, then the forehead, then the crown. And then come back down to the heart. And then I would repeat the healing code again.
Okay.
Okay.
One quick thing is that there is an observation already that there are similarities between the way my sister betrayed me. So do I just go ahead and include that?
Yes, include that in your, absolutely, include that in your prayer. Now, when you think about that, how strong is that feeling?
I've been working on that a lot, so it's maybe a 6 at the moment.
Okay, so yes, include both of those, and you can check on both of those.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
God bless you, Lori.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Marilyn.
Yes, I'm here again. I'm referencing back to the hurt feelings, and in particular in regards to my mother. When I was healing on that, and I had that real tiredness, I did some truth testing, and I found that I had a resistance to healing on it. And so I did some more healing, and what came up from that is a lot of anger and resentment towards my mother, because I knew her story. I knew a lot of the pain that she went through, and my feelings are, well, she knew, why didn't she try harder not to hurt me? Why didn't she say, well, you know, I felt so hurt, I don't want to inflict that on my child. And then the word hate came up. And that sort of surprised me, because I wouldn't have thought that I felt that, but it indicated that that's what I felt, that I hated my mother for doing this to me. But I also feel bad because I felt that way. Mm-hmm. And I also, do you specifically ask for an autoimmune system to heal, or does it heal because you're healing this area that is affected by it, or that it gets affected by?
You can ask that, but it will automatically be addressed, but you can even be more specific in your prayer if that feels good.
Okay. And the other thing I did, I looked up, I have the book Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die by Carol Truman. I looked up autoimmune system, and the one that sort of resonated with me, the emotion that she puts in, was deep-seated grief, deep-seated or deep-seated grief. Mm-hmm. And there are times when I feel like I have this grief that's down in my belly and I can't, it's like it wants to come up, but I can't get it up. So I just would like to heal that also in this, because I feel a lot of grief around it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the, you know, the hurt that I felt from my mother. It wasn't all the time. I guess I feel bad, like I'm portraying my mother as a bad person. No, it was not. It's just certain occasions in my life, mother. I don't even know if she realized she did, but she was, or said something that was hurtful for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But these are all the emotions that come from that.
Right. Okay. And as they come up, put that into your prayer. Whichever one shows up more prominently, you want to kind of tune into that one, but include all of them. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get a trilogy. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The hurt feelings.
The hurt feelings.
Okay, so that includes everything, whether it's anger, whether it's hate, whether it's grief, any of those feelings, emotions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first minute, tapping eyebrows down to the side of the hands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we're going to go to sore spots.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Side of the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Under the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Chin.
Mm-hmm.
Under the nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Sore spots again.
Mm-hmm.
Little finger.
Mm-hmm.
Index finger.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, healing code. Left hand high bridge. Right hand below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Both hands brainstem.
Mm-hmm.
Left hand jaw, right hand temple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay.
Okay, third minute. Slide all the way up and over 3 times without stopping.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Then we're going to go to the solar plexus. Pause there.
Mm-hmm.
Slide up to the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Slide down to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Then down to the below the belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Slide up to the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Then all the way down to the base.
Mm-hmm.
And move up slowly, pausing at each center.
Okay.
And then repeat the healing code.
Yep. Yeah. when I sent you that email about what happened with my older brother, after I sent you that, then I listened to the video on hurt feelings and I realized that I can heal those hurt feelings with this. And as Alex said, there's a possibility that their relationship will heal.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Whereas before I just thought, well, no, it's you know, all I've done is heal that I no longer respond the way I do. But now, having listened to the video, I feel, well, there's a possibility, but we wait and see what happens.
Yes. Good. There's always hope.
There's always hope, yes, thank you. And I'm happy to be a Supreme, too. You'd make a great Diana Ross.
That's so funny. Oh, thank you, Marilyn. Okay, well, thank
you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanna.
God bless. Thank you, everyone, for participating. It's been fun today, and we'll meet you again next week. God bless.